Business Etiquette in Germany, how to successfully navigate through meetings and job situations in Germany is today's topic. This is the Expertly German podcast, a podcast aimed to help you learn German for your daily life and career. The topics we discuss today only scratch the surface. So if you'd like to go into more detail, then great news. I offer private and tailored consultations for business German, anything from interview techniques to sales pitches, negotiations to help you succeed. I used to work in the investment industry in New York, Berlin, and London, and I have many years of experience teaching my native language. Please click in the show notes below to book a free trial lesson with me. So, as I said, today's topic is German business etiquette. I've diluted the long list of important points to 8. So let's go through each of them step by step. The first one is small talk in meetings. It's actually quite funny, but small talks in meeting in Germany happens more towards the end of the meeting than at the beginning. This is, I know, weird for many cultures and many countries. There is small talk in Germany, and it also happens at the beginning of the meeting. It really depends on from person to person, but generally they are more short at the beginning. And after the meeting happens, then you might talk about how you got to the meeting and about your family or just small talk topics. So when you are going into a meeting situation or interview situation and so on, make sure that you kind of sense a little bit how your counterpart is reacting to your small talk. If you're the only person who is entertaining the small talk, then I would dim it down a little bit and make it shorter. The second point is first email, then a phone call. Cold calling or just calling people in generally in Germany doesn't work as well. Send people an email first, then wait a couple of days, for example, 2 to 5 days, and then give them a call and refer to the email that you originally sent. This gives you a much higher success rate to get an answer from your potential business partner, client, and so on, than when you just give them a call, which seems to be a little bit more seen as impolite in Germany. You can do the same technique with gatekeepers and switchboards and so on. The third one is receiving confirmations take time. So when you are in a negotiation or you want to get a new client on board or situations like that, it might take more time to get an agreement or a confirmation from your counterpart. This is very normal for Germany. So you need to be patient and keep going and keep negotiating or just be patient and wait. But then when you have an agreement, you can really rely on that one. If the person tells you, even just by handshake, that the person is in the deal, then it's very likely that the person also keeps their word. Point number 4, short follow-up emails are not impolite. So let's say you are messaging your clients and business partners. So you send your business partner an email about something, maybe a question or some next steps and so on, and you don't get an answer. It is really not impolite to send them a one-line email saying or just asking very politely to take a look at the below email referring to the original email that you sent. This is not only true for Germany, but I would say for Central Europe in general. Point number 5, try to stick to facts. When you go into meetings, negotiations, don't have long-winded sentences and explanations. Stick to facts and data. This works wonder in Germany. People there believe much more in the power of data and facts and so on compared to a well-delivered story. So that's a really important thing to keep in mind. Number 6, being punctual. Okay, so I don't know. This might not be that new for you. People in Germany like to be punctual, and also they expect other people to be punctual. So even if you're 10 minutes too late or even 8 minutes too late might offend your business partner or the person that you're going to meet. Make sure you are at the location early. You can put in some buffer time that in case something happens, a traffic jam or a delay in the trains or something like that, that you still have some time to buffer unforeseen circumstances. So try to be on time. On time means be at the meeting place 5 minutes before or something like that. Just don't try to be more than 10 minutes too late. Number 7, dress appropriately. Well, what does that mean? In Germany, I would say the dress code generally is more conservative. So business meeting most of the time means business suit. That way you stay on the safe side. In startups and maybe in newsrooms, the code is, I would say, the dress code, I would say, is more casual, especially in the creative capital in Berlin. In Frankfurt, which is the banking capital, the dress code is definitely more conservative, more suit, more tie, and so on. And the last point, titles are important. Address people with their title. So if someone is a doctor, say doctor. If someone is a professor, say professor. And you are using that together with their last name. So Dr. Müller, Professor Meyer, and so on. If they don't have a title, then still refer to people to Frau Müller or Herr Müller. Also, you want to address people with the formal version, Sie, in business meetings rather than Du, the informal version. But don't worry if you forget to mention the title of people. Generally, that is fine. All right. So those were the 8 points that I think are really valuable for the German business etiquette. If you have some comments, some ideas, questions, then you can send me an email to tom@expertlygerman.com. Expertly is written as expertlygerman.com. So as I mentioned already, you can book private lessons with me. So please go to my website, expertlygerman.com, or send me an email. I hope you enjoyed this session. Cheers, guys, and bis bald.